From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN chief calls for a ceasefire, but the Israeli-Hamas attacks escalate, and Germany expels a top U.S. spy in Berlin. I'm Frances Alonzo, reporting from Washington. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon called today for an immediate ceasefire in the Israeli conflict with Hamas militants in Gaza, but neither of the warring sides showed any hint of stopping its attacks. The UN Secretary General told an emergency meeting of the Security Council that Israel and Hamas must exercise maximum restraint to end the fighting.
Gaza is on a knife edge. The deteriorating situation is leading to a downward spiral, which could quickly get beyond anyone's control. The risk of violence expanding further still is real. Gaza and the region as a whole cannot afford any other full-blown war.
As Israeli warplanes relentlessly attacked hundreds of Hamas targets in Gaza for a third day, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a parliamentary committee that a ceasefire is not even on the agenda. Meanwhile, Hamas continued to fire rockets at key cities in Israel, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The Israeli military says its airstrikes hit another 320 Hamas targets today. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has accused Israel of genocide in those attacks. Germany has expelled the top U.S. intelligence official based in the country after two Germans came under investigation for passing secrets to the United States. VOA's Al Pessin reports from London.
The expulsion affects the chief of the U.S. intelligence section in Berlin, who has not been named. The head of the German Parliamentary Control Committee, Clemens Binninger, confirmed the decision after an emergency meeting. More recently, on Wednesday, German police searched the home of a man suspected of working with American intelligence. Local media said the man works for the German military. Last week, police arrested a German intelligence service operative they believe sold more than 200 secret documents to the United States. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
China is facing fresh allegations of cyber spying against the U.S. following discussion of the issue during high-level talks in Beijing this week. Quoting senior U.S. officials late Wednesday, the New York Times reported that Chinese hackers broke into a network that contained U.S. government personnel files. Officials from the Department of Homeland Security, who have not been named, are quoted in U.S. media reports as confirming that an intrusion took place, but they have not found any loss of personally identifiable information. At the close of the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry downplayed the report.
The loss of intellectual property through cyber has a chilling effect on innovation and investment. Incidents of cyber theft have harmed our businesses and threatened our nation's competitiveness. And we had a frank exchange on cyber issues at our strategic security dialogue. And we both agree it is important to continue discussions in this area.
Kerry added that the U.S. is still investigating this attack. Meanwhile, China has denied the allegation and has also accused Washington of cyber spying on Beijing. The leaders of Germany, France, and Russia have called for resuming the ceasefire between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine that expired at the beginning of July. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande discussed the situation in eastern Ukraine in a three-way phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. According to Mr. Hollande's office, he and Ms. Merkel stressed the need to quickly reach a political settlement that would include a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging both candidates in Afghanistan's disputed presidential runoff elections not to raise expectations with their supporters and to publicly demonstrate respect for the audit process and that is investigating voter fraud claims. Both Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani have claimed victory in the June 14th runoff. Somali government radio says Tuesday's attack on the presidential palace was led by a man who had access to the compound and passed information to a militant group, al-Shabaab. Radio Mogadishu identified the suspect by his first name only. However, multiple sources tell VOA the suspect's name is Hassan Mujahideen. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
The latest world news from VOA.